This is Unit 16 of Pimsleur's Mandarin 4.
请听下面的对话。
You'll hear
卖
which means to sell.
请听
花鸟市场卖什么？
花鸟市场卖花和小宠物。
什么小宠物？
比方说鸟、鲸鱼和乌龟。
我想去花鸟市场看看。
没有问题，我带你去。
You just heard
我带你去
which means something like I'll bring you there.
再听一次。
花鸟市场卖什么？
花鸟市场卖花和小宠物。
什么小宠物？
比方说鸟、鲸鱼和乌龟。
我想去花鸟市场看看。
没有问题，我带你去。
Now you're an American man speaking with a Chinese friend. How would she say, in America there are no retired older people walking birds? I have two cats.
我有两只猫。两只猫。
I spoil the cats.
我宠猫。
Tell her, my favorite animal is the giant panda.
我最喜欢的动物是大熊猫。
How does she tell you that her son is a veterinarian?
我儿子是一位兽医。兽医。
请说
This year is the year of the rabbit. Use
是。
今年是兔年。兔年。
Chinese people don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit.
中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。
She adds, because the rabbit's tail is very short.
因为兔子的尾巴很短。尾巴。
That's why Chinese people don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit.
请听。
所以中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。
Here's how to say,That's why.
请跟着说。
所以。以。所。所以。所以。
The rule of tone sandi applies here. The tone for
所
is falling, rising on its own, but during conversation it becomes rising.When it's followed by another falling, rising tone, the tones then are rising,
所
and falling, rising,
以所以请说
That's why.
所以所以
Chinese people don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit.
中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。
Now you're at the flower and bird market.
请说。
This bird is very pretty.
这只鸟很漂亮。漂亮。
Say again, in America there are no retired older people walking birds.
在美国没有退休老人遛鸟。遛鸟。
And how did she tell you that her son is a veterinarian?
我儿子是一位兽医。
Tell her that in America there are many people walking dogs.
在美国有很多人遛狗。遛狗。
And how would you say, I have two dogs?
我有两条狗。两条狗。
Using the same measure word, try to say, I want to buy two goldfish.
我要买两条鲸鱼。两条鲸鱼。
She tells you, the flower and bird market sells goldfish.
请跟着说。
花鸟市场卖金鱼。卖。卖。
The tone is falling.
卖。请说。
To sell.
卖。
And do you remember how to say, to buy?
买。
To buy has a falling, rising tone. Say together, to sell, to buy.
卖, 买, 卖, 买。
She says, the flower and bird market sells goldfish.
花鸟市场卖金鱼。卖。
Meaning your daughter's child. Say that your granddaughter likes goldfish.
我外孙女喜欢鲸鱼。外孙女。
怎么说?
That's why I want to buy goldfish.
所以我要买鲸鱼。买。
Still referring to your daughter's child, say, my grandson likes turtles.
我外孙喜欢乌龟。乌龟。
你的朋友说
Turtles are symbols of longevity.
乌龟是长寿的象征。象征。长寿的象征。
Rabbits' tails are very short.
兔子的尾巴很短。短。
请说
This bird is very pretty.
这只鸟很漂亮。漂亮。
Now she says, the flower and bird market sells many small pets.
花鸟市场卖很多小宠物。
他说
Turtles' tails are very short.
乌龟的尾巴很短。乌龟的尾巴。
But turtles are symbols of longevity. The tails of the goldfish are very pretty.
鲸鱼的尾巴很漂亮。
That's why I want to buy goldfish.
所以我要买鲸鱼。 买。
Now she tells you that the flower and bird market sells turtles.
花鸟市场卖乌龟。 卖。
The rabbit's tail is very short.
兔子的尾巴很短。
That's why Chinese people.
所以中国人。 所以。
Don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit.
不喜欢兔年结婚。
Now she says, my zodiac sign is the dragon. First, here's how to say dragon.
请跟着说。龙。龙。龙。
Using a rising tone, say dragon.
龙。
My zodiac sign is the dragon.
请跟着说。我属龙。属。属。Literally,
I belong to dragon. Using a falling, rising tone, say belong to, meaning sign or zodiac sign.
属。
How did she tell you that her sign is the dragon?
我属龙。我属龙。试试说,
After the year of the rabbit is the year of the dragon. Literally, rabbit year after is dragon year.
兔年以后是龙年。 兔年以后是龙年。And
here's the word for tiger.
请跟着说。虎。虎。虎。The
tone is falling, rising.
请说。Tiger. 虎。Referring
to the zodiac, try to ask, what is your sign? Ask literally, you belong to what?
你属什么?
She says again that her sign is the dragon.
我属龙。
How would she say the dragon is a symbol of China?
龙是中国的象征。中国的象征。Referring
to her son's child, she says, my grandson's sign is the tiger.
我孙子属虎。虎。
To ask what year comes after the year of the rabbit, you'll ask literally, rabbit year after is what year? Try it.
兔年以后是什么年? 兔年以后.
After the year of the rabbit is the year of the dragon.
兔年以后是龙年。 兔年以后是龙年。
She says, before the year of the rabbit is the year of the tiger. Be careful of the word order.
兔年以前是虎年。兔年以前是虎年。
She tells you again, the dragon is a symbol of China.
龙是中国的象征。
Referring to her son's child, how did she tell you that her grandson's sign is the tiger?
我孙子属虎。
That's why he is called Little Tiger.
所以他叫小虎。所以他叫小虎。
Still referring to her son's child, she says, My grandson likes to keep turtles as pets.
我孙子喜欢养乌龟。乌龟。
怎么说?
Turtles are symbols of longevity.
乌龟是长寿的象征。长寿的象征。
Referring to your daughter's child, how do you tell her, My grandson's sign is the dragon?
我外孙属龙。龙。
Now it's another day, and you're visiting the flower and bird market again with your friend. How does she say, The flower and bird market sells many small pets?
花鸟市场卖很多小宠物。花鸟市场卖很多小宠物。
Suppose your family has a farm in America. Here's how to say farm.
请跟着说。
农场。农场。
The tones are rising,
农,
and falling rising.
场, 农场。请说,
farm.
农场。我家的农场。
Suppose you want to say that your family's farm grows vegetables. First, here's how to say vegetable.
请跟着说。
蔬菜菜蔬蔬菜蔬菜
The tones are high level,
蔬
and falling.
菜蔬菜请说
vegetable or vegetables.
蔬菜
And here's how to say to grow.
请跟着说。
种。种。种。
Using a falling tone, say to grow or grows.
种。
试试说。
To grow vegetables.
种蔬菜。种蔬菜。
试试说
My family's farm grows vegetables.
我家的农场种蔬菜。
And how do you think you would say, My younger brother sells vegetables?
我弟弟卖蔬菜。 麦。
To say on our farm, you'll say literally, our farm inside. Try it.
我们农场里。
And how do you say, to keep as pets, or to raise?
养。养。
On our farm, we raise cows.
请跟着说。
我们农场里养牛。牛。牛。
The tone is rising.
牛。请说。
Cow, or cows.
牛。
试试说。
On our farm, we raise cows. We is understood.
我们农场里养牛。养牛。
She asks, do you also raise pigs?
请跟着说。
你们也养猪吗？猪。猪。
The tone is high level.
猪，请说。
Pig, or pigs.
猪，猪，你们也养猪吗？
请说。
My family's farm grows vegetables.
我家的农场种蔬菜。
We also raise cows and pigs.
我们也养牛和猪。牛和猪。
Here's how to say horse.
请跟着说。
马。马。
Using a falling, rising tone, say horse or horses.
马。
How did she tell you that her son is a veterinarian?
我儿子是一位兽医。
Meaning your family, how does she ask, do you raise horses?
你们养马吗？你们养马吗？
Tell her again, my family's farm grows vegetables.
我家的农场种蔬菜。
We also raise cows and pigs.
我们也养牛和猪。牛和猪。
We don't raise horses.
我们不养马。不养。
How would you ask her, what is your sign?
你属什么？你属什么？
She answers, my sign is the dragon.
我属龙。龙。
试试说。
The year of the horse.
马年。马年。
And how might she say, my friend's sign is the pig.
我朋友属猪。
She says, before the year of the rabbit is the year of the tiger.
兔年以前是虎年。
Now she tells you, this year is the year of the cow.
今年是牛年。今年是牛年。
Tell her that your younger brother's sign is the tiger.
我弟弟属虎。虎。
My younger brother sells vegetables.
我弟弟卖蔬菜。卖。
Now tell her, on our farm we raise cows.
我们农场里养牛。养牛。
We don't raise horses.
我们不养马。不养。
Say again, my family's farm grows vegetables.
我家的农场种蔬菜。蔬菜。
你的朋友说
My favorite animal is the horse.
我最喜欢的动物是马。
She tells you, my family doesn't grow vegetables.
我家不种蔬菜。
My family doesn't have a farm. Is understood.
我家没有农场。
Meaning your family, how would she ask, do you raise pigs?
你们养猪吗？
回答
Yes, we raise pigs and cows.
养，我们养猪和牛。猪和牛。
请问
Does the flower and bird market sell cows?
花鸟市场卖牛吗？
She answers, The flower and bird market doesn't sell cows.
花鸟市场不卖牛。
The flower and bird market sells flowers and small pets.
花鸟市场卖花和小宠物。
This is the end of Unit 16 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.Copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.